Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you very, very much, Mary Traveland. You are my friend, and I appreciate that. Nice lady. Well, welcome, everybody. We're glad to have you attuned to our program. Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening here every Sunday morning from 8 until 10. I hope you'll join me on Facebook at Neil Sperry, on my website at neilsperry.com, and other places. I write for several newspapers. I love getting to talk about gardening. Right now I get to talk about gardening by somebody who knows more about a lot of things than I do, and that's Tucker Reed, the horticulture manager at the Dallas Arboretum. Tucker, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us, and you're going to talk about a plant that has come into the marketplace in recent years, but a lot of people still don't know it very well, aren't you?
They don't, I am. It's a Cephalotaxis harringtonia. It's a plum yew. A lot of people, if they've lived back east or even on the West Coast, they'll know yews. They'll know that name.
Yeah, when he said plum yew, he was not swearing. It's Y-E-W. That is, that's okay. It just, the way you just kind of move past it, it's like you're embarrassed to say it. Go ahead.
No, it's plum yew, and yews are really, they've been around for a long time. I mean, you'll go to Europe and see, you know, topiary gardens that are full of yews. A really easy grown shrub. This is one of its cousins. This is the Asian counterpart. I'm not sure where the other one's from, but I know that this one is actually from Asia. Mm-hmm. It's an evergreen shade shrub. This is the only plant that we're going to talk about in this series that doesn't have a traditional flower, because it's really just a great evergreen hedge. This is the best taxis for the South. It takes our heat really well. The other one does not. So it's hardy to zone 5, though, so it's still plenty hardy for all of Texas. There's two forms. One, prostrate, spreading on the ground. You're never going to see it more than 5 foot tall. It's going to easily, in time, it's not going to get there fast, going to be 10 foot wide. This is going to be a big shrub if you don't train it. Mm-hmm. The other one is the upright form, or the fastigiate form. It's not going to be very wide, probably never more than 5 foot wide, but it can get up to 10 foot tall.
Just so the opposite.
Really, you need to, you got to pick the form that you really need for the space that you're putting it. These grow in full shade to part sun. Full sun's pretty tough. We have it in the gardens in full sun, but we do need to. We watch our watering needs really need heavy for those garden for those plants. As far as in the full shade, you might see it look a little weak, but it'll grow. It'll survive for a long time there. It's really, really adaptive.
So it sounds to me like a little bit of morning sun would be ideal for it, and then keep it moist. It's a fine line between providing a good deal of moisture to a plant that is in sun and getting it too wet. So you have to be kind of careful there, don't you? But the way around that is give it a little morning sun. We all have places where that would be appropriate. So that's good.
And the place that I use is the north side of my house.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
It's so hard on the north side to find plants that would survive. Mm-hmm. And this one is one that just gives me that dark green hedge that I don't have to mess with. I don't have to worry about. It doesn't get leggy, and it just stays over there and does its job, and it's a great place.
All right, and describe the blades of the leaves, the needles. They don't look like needles in the case of a lot of these. Describe those, folks. I bet they're not picturing it.
The leaves are going to be, on the upright form, they're actually going to be around the stem, all the way around. They're going to be, I would say, an inch to an inch and a half long, fairly flat. On the spreading forms, they don't actually go all the way around. They actually stay in a vertical or a horizontal plane along the stem. So they almost look very fan-like. They're fanning out along the stem.
Okay, and I don't have this in my landscape, but you tell me. I would say that it is the leaves look about like a half-size St. Augustine blade, flattened.
Generally, yeah.
Yeah, in shape.
Much darker green.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Much
yep, that's
green
true.
That, but,
and a blue-green, just a different. They're really pretty. Now, Utopia mm-hmm. and Duke Gardens are two vase-shaped forms.
These are, and these are, one's a selection. Utopia is a selection that is in the Southern Living Collection. You can go find it. You'll see it in their little brown pots. It's a selection that's got a natural vase shape. It's only going to get 3 to 4 foot tall and equally as wide. It's perfect for that low maintenance hedge that you just want something to cover the ground. Duke Gardens is actually a little bit smaller. It was a selection that was found and actually somebody put a cultivar name on it. It came out of the Duke Gardens that are at the University of Duke, or Duke University in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And it's a little bit smaller, 2 to 3 foot tall, 2 to 3 foot wide. So it depends on if you need both of them. Vase shape, very, very easy, no pruning necessary.
Those sound extremely practical for urban landscapes. Japanese plum yew, Cephalotaxis harringtonia. Yep, got it all in, didn't I? That's
You did.
I wonder if I how many syllables I missed on that one. And I see that in nurseries. That's not impossible to find.
No, it's there. It's there.
That's
There,
good.
there's just a lot of people are still selling the old-fashioned Taxus, and it's not that they're not usable. It's just that this is a better plant
Well,
than
it's
those
zone
are.
five versus zone eight. That's a big difference.
Correct.
Dallas Blooms, tell us about that, Tucker, because it's getting
Dallas.
closer and closer and closer.
About 2 weeks away. Dallas Blooms is coming up. It's one of the largest bulb displays outside of Holland. It starts on February 22nd, and continues into April. This year, on top of all the bulbs and all that, we're building two massive peacock topiaries in the middle of the color garden. So it should be pretty fun.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. But compared to other years, where is the bloom cycle right now?
We're kind of behind, actually.
Yeah.
We're normally by this time we're getting a little nervous because we're already seeing hyacinths up and blooming and daffodils have got up. We're actually, as of Friday when I drove around, I saw no hyacinths blooming. I had a few daffodils that had some pretty plump buds, but they hadn't opened yet. So we're actually a little bit behind, but I'm sure that the
That's
heat will
all
come
right.
and
That's all
it
right
will
because,
speed
boy,
up.
I have seen Dallas blooms that finished early, and that's not good. So
Right.
good for you guys. Tell us about education now, the Dallas Arboretum
Well,
Education Department.
the education department next weekend, you can find classes that will help you get greener grass, improve your curb appeal, harvest rainwater, which is an important thing around here, and the power of perennials, which we should all be using more perennials in our garden.
Oh, that's great. All right. And you can sign up for those at dallasarboretum.org and then go to education. If you're a member of the Dallas Arboretum, you get a discount on most things like that. Tell us how to find you.
You can find us at 8525 Garland Road. We're on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. If you're coming from Point South, take the Grand Avenue exit and head north. It'll turn into Garland Road. If you're coming from Points North, take the Garland Road exit and follow the green signs.
All right. 9 to 5 daily, folks. What's the information number, Tucker?
214-515-6500.
All right. And folks, it's dallasarboretum.org. This is Tucker Reed, horticulture manager, over 66 acres of plants. How would you think you have a job at your house? How'd you like that one? Tucker, I appreciate you.
Thank you.
You're tops. Bye-bye. All right. We'll talk to you now about Baylor Plano and Baylor McKinney. They are sponsoring the Dallas Arboretum Report today. And I need to tell you that our family has had quite a history with the Baylor healthcare system since 2005. I guess that was probably just about our first. No, my wife had been to the big Baylor downtown for some eye surgery at one point. But in 2005, our daughter's life was saved at Baylor Plano. It was a brand new hospital at that point, 4 months old, and man, they knew what to do. It was the flesh-eating bacterium Streptococcus pyogenes strain A. That is a horrible thing, and we all carry it. It's like meningitis. You never know where you got it, why you got it. And she was in a coma 11 days. They knew what to do. My wife serves on the board at Baylor McKinney. We are very beholden to Baylor Healthcare. They're wonderful. It might just be an upset stomach, but what if it's something more serious? Baylor Plano, Baylor McKinney can help you figure out what's causing your gastrointestinal issues and get you back to feeling your best. Whether you're suffering from irritable bowel syndrome, acid reflux, celiac disease, or just staying current on your colonoscopy screening, the expert medical staff at each of these hospitals will be there to care for your gastrointestinal system. For more information about digestive disease services at Baylor McKinney or Baylor Plano, call 1-800-4-BAYLOR, the number 4, 1-800-4-BAYLOR, or visit BaylorHealth.com. Baylor Plano, Baylor McKinney, 1-800-4-BAYLOR. Between now and 10, if you'd like to order my new book, call 1-800-752-GROW. However, if you have a plant question, call me here at the radio station, 800-288-WBAP. Now back to the program. All right, you bet we are. And let's go to Larry in Dallas, who's been waiting very patiently. Larry, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Neil.
Thank you.
Are we still on schedule for trimming the roses back 50% next weekend?
I think so. I really think so. And I think you could actually do it this afternoon if you wanted to. The weather will be somewhat moderate. The chance of their having enough time to bud out after the pruning and then have a severe hard freeze every passing day now reduces that chance. On the other hand, if you have a warm spell for 3 or 4 days and you're busy at work or out of town or something, they could bud out and start growing, and then you'd have to prune them after they have obligated to grow, and that's not good. So I think you can do it anytime you need to now. We're late enough into the winter.
Thank you very much, Neil.
All that time for that. Isn't that something?
Yeah,
you're a trooper. Fine. Thank you, Larry. Take care. Let's go to Jim in Weatherford. Jim, this is Neil. Good morning.
How are you, sir?
I am great, and I appreciate your call.
I'm out here in the fog. I didn't know if it was going to get through or not.
You're talking about weather fog, not a mental fog, right?
Last week, I was listening, and I had a phone call. When I come back, I just caught the tail end. You was into, I think you was into the pecan trees or something. But you was talking about cottonseed meal, using it as a mulch. My question is, does that work for crepe myrtles? I got a crepe myrtle bush, and I just wanted to make sure.
Jim, I do not remember that discussion.
You had that fine gentleman on.
Yeah, I know.
Last week, and I could never get back with you.
No, I understand. It may have been George Ray who said that, and if so, I'm going to give you my best answer, but if you want to hear what he said, because I don't think I said that, if you want to hear what George Ray said, all you would need to do is go to neilsperry.com and listen to the podcasts of the programs. Those are easy to access, and you can listen to them. If you remember which hour it was, then you'd be halfway there. I'm not sure that I would use those as a mulch. That's the thing. Maybe he had some reason, but mulching a pecan tree seems awfully difficult. I mean,
just a minute. Now. I went to a phone call.
I beg your pardon. You said Craig Merle.
Stuff happened in between, and I'm not sure he was still talking about pecans or if it was into something
else. I don't remember cottonseed meal or anything cotton related. If I were using anything as a mulch, it would be cotton burrs, and they're fine. They would make a fine mulch. I'd use pine bark mulch if I were mulching. You said crepe myrtle. I would mulch a crepe myrtle with pine bark mulch.
I've just had trouble with them growing here. I had
crepe myrtles.
Holly. The roads a little red berries,
Crepe myrtles you've had trouble growing?
Yep.
In Weatherford?
I got big crepe myrtles in the front, but this is bushes I don't want to get tall, see? And I put them in...
What variety?
Oh, golly. I'm dumb. I'm dumb to your business.
All right. Well,
I just take what you tell me.
Okay. What I'm going to recommend to you then is go to the website. I helped write almost everything on this website, crepemyrtletrails.org. I'm on the board. In fact, one of the founding board members of the Crepe Myrtle Trails of McKinney since 1999, and we have all the different things that we would recommend for varieties, all the 120 varieties that are common in the industry, and the best of each size. If you want a small crepe myrtle, then all you have to do is go to that website, and it will tell you which variety is the best of a color for what you want.
This is a pretty red one. I got it at Home Depot. I just happened to be down there getting some tools
We're backing into the barn with the tractor. It's not working right because you need to choose the best variety. Then wherever it's available, find that variety rather than buying a pretty red one and then trying to keep it a certain size. It may be a 20. If it's Red Rocket, it's a 20-foot tall plant, and keeping it as a small shrub isn't going to work. If you want a red, how tall do you want the plant to grow?
Well, I just soon not have it over 5 foot at the most.
All right, that would be Cherry Dazzle is what you need to buy. Cherry Dazzle. That is the best of the...
I think I got the plastic tag that come with it.
It needs to be Cherry Dazzle. If you want something that's up to 10 feet tall, it'd be Cheyenne or Tonto. Those are your three varieties, and those are all readily available in the nursery trade. So, if it's something taller than that, it has nothing to do with the mulch. You need nitrogen and water to make a crepe myrtle grow. Jim, I got to run. I'm way behind on my first break, but that'll get you started. You bet. Thank you. CraigMyrtleTrails.org is that website, and a lot of us worked on writing that material, but there's a lot of information at that website, including all of the best varieties. CrapeMyrtleTrails.org, C-R-A-P-E, CrapeMyrtleTrails.org. Folks, I want to tell you right now, you're gonna have to pay more if you don't call right away. I don't mean to scare you, but each time that I publish something new, used to do with this with my calendars, and I don't publish those any longer. People don't use calendars in the quantities that they used to. So I decide, okay, what I'm going to do is a book, and I'm going to incorporate all the when to do things that I used to put in the calendars in a book. So when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray. That makes up chapter 2 of my book. It's 48 pages long, and instead of 12 pages that you used to get with a monthly calendar. And so there's a lot more information. Beyond that, there are chapters on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, turf, fruit, and vegetables, and all the basic information you need to understand horticulture to the fullest. And this is done in chart and in chart form. It is done in short bulleted text, so it's a user-friendly book. I have turned in all of my editorial. The book, instead of being 250 pages long, will now be 350 pages long. I've held to the price of $24.95. I can hold that until we turn in a print count to the printer. It's going to be printed in San Antonio sometime in probably about 3 weeks. It's going to be a couple weeks late getting from what I thought it would be when we brought out the news of the new book in October, just because of those extra 100 pages. Shipping is an additional $7, $24.95. It's not going to be in stores, won't be on Amazon. At least that's my business plan, and it's worked wonderfully. So I would recommend get it while the price is still just $24.95. Better yet, you can get the book and a one-year subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Our award-winning magazine is in its 28th year. You get it at half price if you buy it with the book today before 11 o'clock. $36.90 total price of that, again, $7 for shipping. Satisfaction is guaranteed to every penny, but you must call before the price rise. The way to be sure is to call before 11 or to buy it online today at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Phone number to call, 1-800-752-GROW. If you get my grandson Sam, say, hey, Sam, happy birthday tomorrow, 16. 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769.
This is a great time of year to have foundation repair work done at your home, and Advanced Foundation Repair has been my sponsor for almost 20 years. Hi, this is Neil Sperry, inviting you to call them for their free home inspection, 214-333-0003. On the web, their very useful website, foundationrepairs.com. Do what I've done. Call the best, Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003.
All right, and let's talk about Ag Power John Deere McKinney. They're one of our landscape school sponsors. That home landscape school is next Saturday, and we thank Ag Power of McKinney, John Deere dealership, for sponsoring that. The number to sign up for the landscape school is the same as the number for buying my new book. That's 800-752-GROW. Ag Power, John Deere dealer since 1972 in McKinney, is on North Central Expressway. As you're coming south on the southbound access road between Bloomdale and Wilmoth, Ag Power sells John Deere and Steel and Honda brands, including John Deere lawn and garden equipment. That includes commercial grades such as Z-Trax. They're offering free break-in maintenance with purchase of select commercial Z-Trax, off-season pricing on select equipment. Now, you know that Steel Power Equipment is great. They have everything from residential grade line trimmers, edgers, and hedge trimmers, much more used by commercial landscapers and arborists. They have the heavy-duty equipment as well, a large selection of steel handheld products and chainsaws. Honda Power Equipment, such as mowers, capable of mulching and bagging leaves or grass, all the way to Honda generators and Honda pumps. They service what they sell. They have certified service technicians on staff to keep your equipment running like new. This is a power equipment store like I have never seen in my entire life. We live in McKinney. We don't live right beside it. But I'll tell you, folks, it is great for anywhere that you are coming from. That is Ag Power John Deere, 3501 North Central Expressway in McKinney, ag-power.com. Our 19th annual Home Landscape School, all day Saturday, February 15 in Plano. Stephen Chambly of Shandor Gardens and I will teach you principles of great landscape design, the best plants to use, and how to use them effectively. Leave with a working drawing of your project. We give you a one-on-one consultation with a landscaping professional Saturday or Sunday, March 1 or 2. Seating is limited. One person, $199. Two people, $239. 1-800-752-GROW or online, Neil Sperry.
All right. Thank you, sir. And Encore Electric Service Delivery, other sponsors of our Home Landscape School. We have a lot of sponsors of our Landscape School. We're grateful for that. They're great companies. The Encore message is to know before you grow. When you get ready to design a new part of your landscape and you're going to be planting trees, you need to be thinking, how tall and how wide will that tree grow? You know, very honestly, that's a part of good landscape design, whether there are power lines overhead or not. You need to know if you're planting a giant where a smaller plant would be better for you. The size that you buy has nothing to do with the size of maturity. All right, so know before you grow. Ask questions at the nursery. Deal with a Texas-certified nursery professional and say, how tall does this thing grow? Or do your research online before you go, how tall does this thing grow? If you have a smartphone with you, look it up. How tall does this thing grow? And then you'll know. Then if you have to prune, you need to make sure that you're in a safe place for pruning. If you have any concerns, call Encore at 888-313-6862. Just don't work around power lines. If you see a power line being touched by a tree limb, either broken or just grown into it, and especially if you see burned or frayed parts of the tree, and especially, most especially, if you see active sparks or fire, you need to call 911. Before you dig, call 811, and they'll come out and locate anything that's in the ground. They are there to help you. Encore.com. Chris and Trophy Club, this is Neil. Good morning.
Morning, sir. I'm getting ready to try to grow some tomato plants. I was wondering if you could recommend some of the better varieties to grow here in the DFW.
I will. One of the secrets has always been, forevermore, to stay away from the large varieties. You'll still see, for whatever the reason, Big Boy and Beefsteak and some of those giant heirloom tomatoes and those things being sold. And, they're awful. They will produce only two or three fruit. They can't set fruit when it gets hot. By comparison, the small to mid-sized varieties will produce and produce. It's almost a proportionate thing. Cherry tomatoes will produce all the way through the summer. And not that you want to have only cherry tomatoes, but you'll always have salad tomatoes if you grow several of the red cherry tomatoes or sweet 100s or any of the small ones. Then you get up to the mid-size or small to mid-size, and that's when you pick up things like Super Fantastic and Roma. And then one that is getting a lot of play this year and will be sold pretty commonly is one called Tycoon. So that would be one to look for also. Celebrity is another good one. It's a mid-sized. It's an All-America Selections winner and an outstanding tomato. So those are some of the best.
Okay. Would it be better to just buy the seedlings and put them in, or is it fairly easy to go from seeds?
They're easy to grow from seeds, but you're almost too late. You can plant them into the garden 5 weeks from now, and unless there's a cold spell right on the horizon at that point. And a good grower would have something ready in 5 weeks, but homeowners, you're much better off. It's cheaper just to buy the transplants. Buy them from an independent retail garden center where you can go in and find plants that have been grown and held in the same conditions you're going to have. Outdoors, full sun, in the wind, you know, the plants are toughened up. A plant that has a red stem to it is a tougher tomato transplant. If it's a little bit too tall, dig a slight trench where you're going to plant it and lay it on its side at a 45-degree angle. then let it come up out of the soil. Some people just bore a hole into the ground, plant the thing way down deep, and that is not good. Lay it on its side, and it'll root along the stem. So if you happen to go to a nursery and they have some that are a little bit lanky, that's the way you get around that. But I'd buy from an independent retail garden center and stay with those varieties.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Chris, I appreciate your call very much. We're going to take a break for the news. Alice, Audrey, and Mike will get you in the very next segment. You have wonderful questions, and I will help you. I hope you'll stay during the newscast. Need to hit the news now. You might be thinking of replacing your old window treatments with beautiful sunburst shutters, plantation style. Folks, let me tell you, I will be there applauding that decision because, number one, you're going to be dealing with really, really, really nice people. And you're going to be getting really, really, really nice shutters, sunburst shutters. We have them in our home. And I got to tell you, they are fit to be Valentine's gifts. They are that special. They're beautiful. They're affordable. And especially when you consider how energy efficient they are. They are, I don't know the numbers. They can tell you, but I think they're 2 to 3 times more energy efficient than wood shutters. They're made of polywood, which looks like wood. They're white or off-white. Those are the two colors that they have the material in, the polywood comes in. It's made specifically for them. It is their proprietary product. And they're color fast all the way through, either white or off-white. If you want to have them painted to match other trim in your home, they can do that for you as well. Polywood is a registered name of Sunburst Shutters. They add to the resale value of your home. They add to the value of the home, the enjoyment of your home. They're beautiful. 2.5, 3.5, and 4.5 inch louvers. Each shutter is made to fit each window specifically. Let them come out and show you what they can do. They also sell polywood shutters in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, Waco. Anywhere you can call them, 214-343-2601. SunburstShutters.com. I am proud to tell you about them. I'm proud to own them. SunburstShutters.com, 214-343-2601.
WBAP 24/7 News, every hour, every day. It's what you should expect. News Talk 820 AM, WBAP.
North Haven Gardens has asparagus crowns, and it's prime time for planting. By the way, they are one of our landscape school sponsors, and indeed, they will be where we'll have our landscape consultations 3 weeks from yesterday, 3 weeks from today as a part of that school. The school itself is next Saturday, so call to register. This is the number to my office to register for landscape school or to buy my new book if you're interested, 1-800-752-GROW. So now back to North Haven Gardens and those wonderful asparagus crowns. They always have the best of vegetable transplants and vegetable roots in the case of asparagus. They always have the best. You can count on North Haven for the best tools and the best seeds. This is the time to plant asparagus. It can produce for years. North Haven Gardens has horseradish roots as well as a huge variety of vegetable transplants, lettuce, spinach, kale, broccoli, and much more. Seed potatoes can be planted through February. North Haven Gardens has Yukon Gold, Russian Banana, and Viking Purple, among others. Enjoy an informative demonstration on cultivating a bumper crop of your own tasty tubers Saturday, February 15 from 2 to 3. Also on Saturday, February 15, they're going to be hosting at North Haven Gardens a backyard chicken sale and a Q&A from 11 to 1. Purchase healthy juvenile hens from Dan Probst for your own backyard flock. Great opportunity to speak with Dan about keeping chickens. Be sure to pick up everything you need for your hens at North Haven Gardens. Organic feed, watering supplies, hay, scratch, and much more. They invite you to arrive early. Sale ends when the birds sell out. North Haven Gardens at 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central. Open 7 days a week, and they're fabulous. 214-363-5316, nhg.com. It's North Haven Gardens. It is time right now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom. And now joining us, Mickey Briggs. Mickey?
Good morning. It's set a record at the stock show yesterday. We'll have the details after your first weather and traffic. The WBAP In Touch forecast is calling for fog to be burning off around noon. The high today will be 56 under partly sunny skies. Later tonight, cloudy, a drizzle that will begin late at night, maybe carrying over into Monday. The low will be 31. It's 42 degrees at DFW Airport. Checking the traffic, ClassicChevrolet.com 24-hour. Right now, traffic watch. We have an accident that's in the clearing stages at 635 LBJ. That's westbound at Marsh Lane. And an accident at South R.L. Thornton on the access road northbound at LBJ Freeway. A landmark building in the West End may be getting a second chance after being closed for 7 years. The West End Marketplace at the intersection of Munger and Market once held various businesses, a nightclub, and a movie theater. The building closed in 2006 in part due to lack of foot traffic to support the merchants. That's according to the Dallas Morning News. Newcrest Image LLC, an Irving-based hotel development and management firm, is asking the city for economic development incentives around $4 million. That's to help renovate that building into a hotel. At the end of bidding Saturday, the total receipts for the Fort Worth Stock Show's livestock sales came in just over $3,305,000. That beat last year's record by about $179,000. A highlight of the weekend, according to the Star-Telegram, was when Stanton High School senior Flint Newman's reserve grand champion steer was purchased by Coors Distributing of Fort Worth for $200,000. Newman says he plans to use the money to attend Texas Tech and study ag communications. He said he'll most likely stay in ranching after graduation. Again, the high today will be 56. It's 41 degrees. From the Breitling Energy News Desk, I'm Mickey Briggs. Now back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening on WBAP.
Thank you, Mickey, very much. Let me tell you about today's SPCA of Texas dog. This is not a sold ad. It is my public service for the SPCA because I'm an adopted dog. And Monchi is as well, waiting to be adopted. This is a beautiful dog. I said to the folks at SPCA, this sweet animal in the photo they sent to me looks like something you would see in a snowbank. Just beautiful fur. Sweet boy, handsome 9-year-old. Shiba Inu, I don't know that breed, mix, was surrendered to SPCA January 19. Because he was getting picked on by other pets in the family. That's sad. That's sad. Monchi already knows tricks like shake and roll over, leave, and high five. I like it. Monchi may be a little bit older. Don't let that fool you. This cutie pie loves to play, loves to go on daily walks. Doesn't that sound like a dog that you need to have around your house? Wouldn't that be sweet? Beautiful dog. Bring the whole family, including other canine companions, in to meet Monchi today. If you don't have a dog, Monchi would be perfect for you. That's the SPCA in McKinney, the McKinney Shelter. And Monchi is waiting for his new home. They'll be open today from noon until 6. They're open 7 days a week, noon until 6. And they are at the address 8411 Stacy Road. Stacy Road comes from Central and Allen all the way over to Custer, and when you get to Custer, it turns into Main Street, and they are just east of Custer, about a quarter of a mile. 8411 Stacy Road in McKinney, near Craig Ranch. Monchi is your dog. They're open noon to 6. They have lots of other wonderful dogs and cats, and probably some goats and donkeys. You never know. SPCA Shelter in Dallas is at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 in Hampton Road. Also noon to 6, 7 days a week. If you want to see all the pets they have up for adoption, spca.org/findapet. The SPCA report I do every week for you about this time.
Help is on the way. Put Dixon Brothers on your phone speed dial. The number is 972-288-7537. That's 972-288-7537. Do you have pool equipment freeze damage? Call Dixon Brothers at 972-288-7537 for repairs. Dixon Brothers licensed technicians will repair the system and install a freeze guard to automatically turn your pool system on when the temperature falls below 38 degrees, protecting your pool equipment from freeze damage. It'll turn off when the weather warms up. Visit the Dixon Brothers showroom for cold weather pond supplies, thermometers, pond de-icer, or other professional pond products. Dixon Brothers has knowledgeable aquatic specialists to assist you with all your pool, pond, and water garden needs, no matter the weather. For 41 years, Dixon Brothers is the Metroplex authority in swimming pools, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Call 972-288-7537 for more information or for directions. That's 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers, D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
Great people. Thank you very, very much. Let me tell you one more time, and when I say one more time, I mean one last time, about our Home Landscape School. Our 19th annual Home Landscape School will be coming up next Saturday, February 15. This will be the last ad that I will do for it. And folks, I'm going to tell you, we have a few seats left. When they're sold out, and we're sold out. So you really must call immediately. It'll be all day, 9 to 5 next Saturday. If you'd like to plan your spring landscape improvement projects, you need to sign up before we run out of seats. Stephen Chambly from Chandor Gardens and I will be your all-day teachers, and we will cover the principles of good landscape design, and actually we're going to be covering it from a couple of different guys' perspectives. Steve has a great deal of whimsy in his design, and people love him. He is just so much fun. I enjoy being around Stephen Chambly, a wonderful plant man as well. And then I tend to be a little bit more conventional in how I do an urban garden design. And so you get both approaches to it. The best trees and shrubs, we agree on that. The best annuals and perennials, we agree on that. How to have a perfect lawn, we agree on that. Now, that's my topic, in fact, one of my topics. How to have effective entryways and fun patios, will cover it all. You will leave with the knowledge of how to do a landscape plan. In fact, you'll do a two-scale drawing of a landscape project for yourself, and then we'll help you 2 weeks after the school, which would be 3 weeks from this weekend right now, at North Haven Gardens. We will give you a one-on-one consultation with a landscaping professional so that you will leave with that drawing of your own landscape project and the knowledge of how to do more. That's coming up next Saturday on February 15, all day. Makes a wonderful Valentine gift. Go together. $199 for one person, $239 for two people. Covers all the costs. Sponsored by Ag Power, John Deere McKinney. Thank you. Callaway's Nursery, Encore Azaleas, and the Southern Living Plant Collection. Thank you. Monrovia Growers, Encore Electric Delivery, and Rubel's Plants of Texas, of Dallas. Thank you all. That's our sponsors, Home Landscape School. Way to sign up, neilsperry.com, or call right now, 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-GROW. If you get Sam, wish him happy birthday tomorrow. He's 16. He's been working at my office since he was 11, and people said, ma'am? You don't say that now. 800-752-4769. Neil Sperry's eGardens, my free electronic newsletter, goes to more than 40,000 subscribers each month. Sign up at neilsperry.com and check out the very special offer on my new book while you're there. That's neilsperry.com. Now back to the program. Alice is in Boyd, and we are ready to talk to Alice. How are you?
I'm fine, and I like to start the plants from seeds, and a lot of these, when I get them in, they say start so many weeks before the last frost date, and that's what I need to know. When is the last frost date in this area? I live at the very edge of Wise County.
All right. Wise County varies a lot. Which edge?
I'm in the southern...
Southeast?
South end, close to Parker.
All right. Good. That helps. Your last freeze date is going to be March 20, March 22, somewhere in that range. You guys tend to be colder and colder longer. So okay. I would say somewhere in the low 20s of March, so figure back from that. And what that means, Alice, is a 50% chance that you'll have a killing freeze after that time. That's the average date.
So probably shooting for April 1st would be a fairly good.
That would be fine, but that's at the latest, I think, because a lot of these crops are somewhat temperature sensitive. Beans, not so much, but tomatoes, they are. And yeah. If you get them in too late, then you know it's
last
better.
Last year, I started a group at 2 weeks, and then 2 weeks later, and so forth, and it worked out real well.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think if you go for 25 to 30 of March, I think 31st, I think you're good.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate your call, and thank you for waiting so long. You bet. Mike at Lake Coleman, this is Neil. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Neil. I'm surprised I got back in. I lost my signal earlier.
I know you did, and you called right back before it was filled. I hadn't given the number, so it worked out well. What's going on?
Okay, good. Listen, we planted about 50 trees, various types of pecan trees and crepe myrtles and everything. But anyways, we got a very bad deer situation down there, and they're nibbling at my trees. And I can't afford to put fences up around every one of them. But I've been spraying that coyote urine spray around there, and it's not doing squat. But the deer are down here nibbling on my trees, and I don't know what I can do to keep them away. Or
well, I don't think there's anything practical. If it were mine, I would figure out a way to put some kind of fencing around them. You know, all you'd have to, and I know it costs something, but it wouldn't have to cost a lot. If you could, I don't know how aggressive they would be at pushing fencing in. I don't know whether you have to use 4x4 posts or cedar fence posts or something like that, or if you could use a lighter weight fence post or a post. Of course, it'd have to be pretty tall, but if you just had chicken wire or something and had it out far enough, I would think that would let the trees grow and get some height to them.
I went the chicken wire route because that was a little bit cheaper, and they're just tearing it down. I mean,
they push into it?
Yeah.
All right.
And
you know what I'm going to suggest, because I think there are people who will know this answer better than I do. I would contact I'd probably call the county extension office in Abilene. And I also would look online at Travis County Master Gardeners deer control. Nobody has deer worse than Austin. And as bad as they are for other people, Austin's just packed with them. And they have a lot of good, helpful information on their website. I don't know how an electric stalk fence would work around the area where the trees are. I don't know. This is not something I've dealt with firsthand. I am a feral hog semi-expert now, but I don't know deer that well in terms of fencing.
They're starting to move in, too. And
I sent them to you.
Unbelievable.
They're horrible.
The deer down here, I've been down here 14 years now, and the deer have just...
I understand.
I'm fixing to get my crossbow out is what I'm fixing to do.
Well, I understand. Talk to the county extension office. They have heard this many times. They will have some good help for you. And then, as I say, the Travis County Master Gardeners have a lot of information online. That's where I go when I want to look something up.
Well, the extension office in Abilene is one that turned me on to that coyote spray. It said it's a urine.
Tell them it didn't work. What other plans do they have? Or Trey, I don't think that's going to work either. I agree with you.
One plug for that landscape company you've been advertising on. My sister and brother-in-law live up there in the Fort Worth, Dallas area, and they use them, and they just so proud of what they've done, planting them trees and doing the landscaping and everything.
Who is that? What?
That was, I done forgot the name. You just plugged them in about 30 minutes ago.
This is North Haven Gardens?
North Haven.
Yeah, they are tremendous. They are wonderful.
They were proud of the work they've done, and I saw pictures.
I'm glad. Well, good deal. Well, Mike, I appreciate your call back as well.
Okay.
Have a great day. Thank you. Audrey and Garland, Craig and Colleyville, I will get you in. I'm going to take my last break. I will not leave you hanging. Please stay with me. All right, folks, this is your chance one of these days, and I don't know when it will come. I'm going to have to say, well, that offer is over. It's not going to be much longer because I have turned in all of my editorial on my new book, all my text. I turned in the last photographs Wednesday afternoon at 4:30. Actually, 255 more photographs for the perennials chapter, and Cindy used, I think, about 70 of them. We'll have more than 700 photographs in the book. This is some book that it's more than what we anticipated when we started. I have never enjoyed anything anymore. I told Cindy and Carolyn yesterday we were having a photograph made for inside the book for the introduction because I wanted them there as well. We're a team of three. We have done our jobs. I've written and photographed. Carolyn has edited mightily and advised. She's a wonderful senior publications editor who used to work at until she retired at Fresno State. She was their senior publications editor there. Cindy Smith is just incredible in graphic design. That's our team. I'm self-publishing this. I have loved every morning. I've done something different on the book, and I wake up and I'm excited about coming to my office to work for 14 or 15. Yesterday was 15 hours, but it's been fun. The book is going to be beautiful. Neil Sprague's Lone Star Gardening. You will not see it in stores. If you see my name on a book in a store, that's the old book, 23 years old. That's the Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. Lone Star Gardening is what you're looking for. If it has boots on it, it's the wrong book. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. The way you get it is by calling my office today before 11, and it will be $24.95. That boot book's a lot more than that. $24.95 for the completely updated information. It is not a revised copy of the Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It's a very different, more user-friendly book. $24.95, $7 postage if you call before 11 today. A better offer. There is a better offer. Buy my magazine, the subscription new or renewal 1 year, and it's just a little over $11. It's almost $12, and that's half price if you buy it with the book. Total price of that is $36.90. $24.95, book alone, $36.90, book and magazine, satisfaction guaranteed. Call before 11. You can also order online at neilsperry.com. Book will not be in stores. Call 1-800-752-GROW, but you must call before 11. 1-800-752-4769.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have become a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays which will inspire and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they have used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. Visit the experts at WhizQ at their display garden located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams. Shades of Green would like to remind you that it's still a great time to plant trees. They have over 40 varieties of trees available, and they can even plant your trees and guarantee them for you. Fresh arrivals from their farm include beautiful live oak, Chinese pistache, red oak, and Eldorica pine. This Saturday afternoon, Shades of Green is offering a free pruning class from 2 to 3. Mark your calendars and join them for hands-on demonstration covering pruning techniques for crepe myrtles, shrub roses, trees, perennials, and other plants as time permits. February is the time to prepare your lawn for the warm-up spring will bring. Shades of Green always carries a wide selection of organic products, fertilizers, mulches, compost, and pre-emergence. Shades of Green is definitely the right place for the right plant with over 7 acres of plants, from organic herbs to specimen trees. They specialize in drought-tolerant and hard-to-find varieties. Check them out on the web at shadesofgreeninc.com. That's shadesofgreeninc.com. Or stop by and visit them at 7401 Coit Road, just 2 miles north of Highway 121 in Frisco. Shades of Green. Right plant, right place.
Boy, it is the right place. It's the place to buy some of the finest trees you will ever find. And then, he segues right into Arborological Services. 10 or 15 years later, when those trees begin to get some size to them, and you say, I need the pros, the real pros, to take care of my trees, Arborological Services will be the company you want to call. Steve Hauser co-founded this with Kevin Bassett, this company, back in 1981. Kevin is still there. He left for a year or two and came back. Steve is the owner, and it is a great company. They have more than 12 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborist college degree plant pathologists. They have a plant pathology lab right on site, horticulturists and foresters. Two of their people are arborists of the year for the whole state of Texas. These are leaders in the industry. In fact, they have won the Texas Tree Climbing Championship 22 of the 32 years it's been held, and one of the awards is named for Steve Hauser, the Hauser Award. That's the kind of respect they have in their own industry, and that's the kind of respect they have from any of their customers, including Neil. The only people who will ever touch my trees, Arborological Services. They have phone numbers all over the place because they serve Dallas and Tarrant counties, and they have a toll-free number. And they said, you know, let's just use our toll-free number, please. They are local. They are only local. And yet they have this 866 number, toll-free number, 866-552-7267. Wonderful website at arborological.com. arborological.com. They're the people I go to for tree advice, as I did last night on my Facebook page. And you see the answer if you go there at Neil Sperry. Their Facebook page is Arborological Services, Inc. Twitter at The Tree Experts, 866-552-7267, Arborological Services. Audrey in Garland, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How may I help you?
Well, I've got a small crepe myrtle tree. At least it looks small. Maybe it should be growing larger. It's underneath or beside another crepe myrtle that's a much larger tree. Mm-hmm. I'd like to replant that small tree in a spot in my backyard.
Good.
That has nothing else around it.
All right.
And I wonder how difficult that would be.
How large are the trunks of it in diameter?
It's 15 inches in circumference.
15 inches around the trunks?
Yes.
All right, and how many trunks are there?
I think it's just two.
So these trunks are the size of your wrist?
Well, I measured it around there, and it was, it's just a anything.
Okay. All right. That sounds awfully large. That really impacts my answer, Audrey. They're easy to move. I in a magazine last fall, we did a story on a crepe myrtle that I moved a year ago on the 11th of February last year. And it's 22 feet tall. It was 30 years old in the location. It did quite well. I'm not going to try to tell you how big the soil ball needs to be, because that seems like an awfully large circumference for two skinny trunks. You add them together. So if each trunk is 2 inches.
So the entire thing is 15 inches.
Okay, I'm confused. I'd take a photo to a nursery. I've got 30 seconds, and I do want to, I've got to promise Craig an answer. You need to take a photo to an independent nursery. Ask them how big the soil ball will be. It probably won't be very big. You can probably move this thing in 15 minutes. The time to do it is immediately before it starts growing. Water it to get it reestablished. I'm sorry I took too long on that, because I didn't understand your sizing. Craig in Colleyville, trimming wild blackberries is a futile waste of time because they're not going to produce as well. You ought to get Ouachita. OUI, whatever it is, Ouachita, that's the one George Ray talked about so much last week that was so good, and it'll outproduce them 100 times. Lee Riza, thank you. Happy gardening.